Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Joe Pulizzi's epic content marketing. Sophie, I gotta ask, is this book just a fancy way of saying everyone should start a blog?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it's bigger than that. Pulizzi's argument is that traditional marketing is dead. People ignore ads, skip commercials, and tune out sales pitches. The only way to get attention is to become the thing people actually want to pay attention to.
Right. So instead of interrupting people, you become the content they're looking for. That sounds great in theory, but how does a business actually pull that off?
That's the core of the book. Pulizzi says you need to think like a publisher, not a marketer. And it all starts with a content marketing mission.
Okay, what's that? Is it like a mission statement for your blog?
Sort of, but it's more specific. It answers three questions. Who is your target audience? What valuable content will you give them? And what outcome do you want for your business?
So like a camping gear company might say, we're here to help serious adventurers plan safer trips.
Exactly. And then the hope is that those adventurers become loyal customers because you've given them so much value. That mission is your North Star.
I like that. But what about the content sweet spot? I remember that term from the book. What's the deal there?
Oh, that's the magic intersection. It's where three things overlap: what your audience needs, what your team is passionate and knowledgeable about, and what your business goals are.
So if a software company loves productivity and their customers are small business owners who need to streamline, the sweet spot is workflow guides, not feature lists.
You nailed it. That's the kind of content that actually builds trust and authority.
And then you got to get it out there. Pulizzi talks about owning your audience, which I thought was interesting. What's that about?
It means don't build your house on rented land. Use social media to attract people, but drive them back to your email list or your blog. That's property you control.
Because if an algorithm changes, boom, your reach disappears. But an email list is yours forever.
Exactly. And then there's the content tilt. That's how you stand out in a sea of noise.
The content tilt, is that where you pick a super specific niche? Like a fishing company that only talks about fly fishing for trout in the Rockies?
That's the perfect example. You become the go-to for that one thing, and that's what makes your content epic. It's not for everyone, but it's invaluable for the right people.
So how do you actually produce all this stuff without burning out? There's a system, right?
Yes, it's the hub and spoke model. The hub is a big, epic piece, like a comprehensive ebook or a research report. The spokes are all the smaller pieces you derive from it.
So you take that one report and turn it into blog posts, social graphics, a podcast episode. You milk it for everything it's worth.
Exactly. It's efficient and it keeps a consistent stream of content flowing. And consistency matters more than frequency, by the way. One great post a week beats a mediocre one every day.
Good point. Now, the part that really got me was the chapter on content marketing without the content. What's that all about?
It's about the end goal. The content is just the vehicle. What you're really building is a relationship and a reputation. And that means your product or service has to be amazing.
So if you promise expertise and then your product is terrible, you've destroyed all the trust you built.
Exactly. The content is a promise and the product is the delivery. They have to be in perfect alignment.
Okay, but how do you know if any of this is working? I'm guessing it's not just about page views.
Pulizzi hates vanity metrics. He says focus on subscriber growth. Someone who willingly gives you their email is a real asset. Then you track engagement and, most importantly, leads and sales.
So it's about building a loyal audience that eventually buys, not chasing viral spikes.
Right. And the final piece is adopting a journalistic mindset. Approach your content with curiosity and rigor. Interview experts, do original research, and tell stories about your customers' problems, not just your product.
So you become a trusted advisor, not a promoter. That makes sense. Honestly, the whole book is a shift in perspective. It's not about selling at all. It's about serving. The one thing I'm taking away is that attention is the scarcest resource, and you earn it by giving something valuable in return. That's the whole game.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, the best marketing isn't about your company at all. It's about your customer. And that's the real meaning of epic content. We'll see you in the next one.